right. Item number two.
From Children's Hospital of Wisconsin, providing a presentation on foster care recruitment in Milwaukee County.
All right. Yes. This item is informational. I want to thank Children's Hospital this morning for being here. Mm-hmm. This is an item that's very near and dear to my heart, as my brothers and I were foster children and ended up with the good fortune to get adopted by our foster family eons ago. I think I was actually in kindergarten when that happened. But obviously foster care. And here's the other interesting part. I don't want to belabor this, but because my brothers and I were Latino and my foster family was not, my parents had to walk around the neighborhood and get their neighbors to sign off on the fact that it was okay to bring us into the neighborhood. And so it's, yeah, so now we've grown leaps and bounds here, but still there's such a need for, an important need for Latino and African American people, foster families of color. And so I thought it was important that we help to get that information out today and to have you here. So thank you.
I want to thank you, Peggy, for inviting us. I really appreciate that, and thank you for sharing that. I know you, but I didn't know that part of you, and I appreciate that.
Definitely. My mom. All right.
Thank you for having us. I'm Arliss Lawrence, and I am a recruitment specialist for Children's Hospital of Wisconsin Community Services. So what we do is we talk to the community, we talk to the public about becoming foster parents and about the entire foster care situation and what's going on in our city and those kind of things, so that people have a clear path to getting questions answered and becoming foster parents and possibly becoming adoptive parents as well. So that's what our part of what our program does. The reason that we are here today is to let everyone know that there is a great need for foster parents in our community. We are really working hard to create new foster parents and particularly Hispanic foster parents and Latino and African American foster parents, because children come into our care and they are not always bilingual, and there is a cultural shift there for them as well. So we like to connect the specific children with the specific families. So our goal today is to talk to you about it and give you information and let you just take it from there. There's plenty of information in that folder that was handed out. There's a zip code map, and it's talking about the highest area of concentration. These areas of concentration are where children, the greatest number of children, are being detained from families. So we would like to grow our foster parents in those areas so that the children stay as close to their community that they know as possible.
My name is Lona Long Velasco, and I'm the Community Resource Specialist at Children's Hospital of Wisconsin Community Services. And I wanted to direct your attention to the brochure that is inside your folder on our youth coach program. I have been piloting that program as of the beginning of this year, and it has become quite a awesome program. We are trying to match adults with youth who are transitioning out of foster care so that these adults can wrap around them and support them to self-sufficiency. The goals are very specific to self-sufficiency, and we see a great need for that because our youth are becoming homeless, mm-hmm. Our youth are struggling, and we see that on a very regular basis. Mm-hmm. So we're very concerned about that. And this is what we're doing as a proactive measure to counter that.
Very good. Any comments, questions from committee? Supervisor Stemper?
Thank you, Madam Chair. What's the difference or the biggest difference between foster and adoption?
I would say for Milwaukee County, which is what we're dealing with pretty much in all of the counties that touch Milwaukee County, the children are coming from Milwaukee County, going into the foster care system, and they go into the foster care system, us hoping to reunify them with their families. However, when that's not possible, adoption may become an option. There's guardianship and kinship as well, but adoption may become an option. So anyone who wants to adopt a child, we're always going to ask their current foster parent first, and then, second. Family members are always sought out first of all. Mm-hmm. Appropriate family members are sought to place the children with even before a foster care placement. Okay, so if that's not possible, then we move to foster care. And if they are unable to be reunified, adoption follows that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to thank you for the presentation and ask, is there anything specifically we can do as policymakers or as representatives of residents in our district to help you out in this endeavor?
Well, for the youth coach program, I would recommend that you speak about it in your district, talk to the people that you know who would be good role models for these youth. I have a lot of women coming to the table to serve as volunteers in this pilot program, but I see the need for African American men, Latino men. That is what I'm asking, that you speak about this program. If you have any questions about it any further, my card's on the back. I could give you applications that you could disseminate to people that you would feel would be viable candidates for this program. That is what I ask.
And also in your folder, you will find 20 ways. Yep. Sheet. Those are ways that people can help without actually being foster parents, because those are the highest needs that we have for the children in our program and the families in our program.
Good. And so this report is timely because it's right before spring, right before summer comes, and so you guys will be going to a lot of events in your district, having events in your district. If you have a concert, invite these young ladies to come out and throw up a table at that event to promote this program. And also I know that, and it doesn't prevent you, just because the need is there for Latino and African American homes, for everybody, for all the county board supervisors to really put this on their radar and try to do what we can to increase foster homes. So as I can tell you, it's very much appreciated by the children that you're helping. So I hope that everybody will put this on your radar.
Yep.
All right.
One more question.
One more question.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair.
Are they all ages?
The foster care, all children ages newborn to 18 can be taken into.
I was born into foster care. My mother was incarcerated when I was born, and so I went right from the hospital to a foster home. And I was there for, you know, you talked about how the difference between adoption and foster care. So it took 5 years for, you know, we attempted to reunify, and my mom got out of prison and, you know, do some things, and then just decided, of course, my adoptive parents at that point were urging that school was starting, and they didn't want to have to change my name and all that good stuff after school started. And so my mother finally signed over her rights for my brother and I. But I do have two older brothers that were also in foster care that my mom was able to get back in her home, and she ended up raising them. So, you know, it's a great program and does what it needs to do.
So you understand diligently how hard we work.
Oh yeah, definitely.
to get children reunified.
Oh yeah,
yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So
I would just like to add that on any given day in the city of Milwaukee, there are 2,000 kids in foster care.
Right.
Right. And we see about 50 to 75 new kids coming into foster care every month. Right. So with that in mind, the greatest need of age there are children age 8 to 12. And then there's a huge need for teenage placement in foster homes because if they're unable to go to an actual regular foster home, they have to go to a group home. And that's a little bit of a different scenario going on there. So,
and the youth coach program, I just want to add, is targeting these youth that are in non-family settings because they are the ones that really don't have any adult supports other than their group home leaders, if you will. Mm-hmm. But once they age out of our care, then they're left to their own devices, and that's why we put this program in place. We asked our youth coaches that they give at least a year commitment to these youth, and so far we've been seeing some good results.
Mm-hmm. And that is a huge need, and that's something that, again, is on our radar in regards to youth that are transitioning out and housing for them, programming for them, and funding for jobs and things like that for them, because a lot of these children, and unfortunately I sat on a panel maybe 2 months ago on foster care, and one of the young man who was on the panel with us is 18 and just had, and his, like, he came home from school and his foster parents had packed up his stuff and was like, okay, it's been really great to know you, and we'll see you around. And he didn't have anywhere to go.
These are the scenarios that we're working with.
Yeah. So thank you very much. All right, any other comments or questions?
Does it tell you how to become a foster parent in here?
There should be a brochure in there. I'm not quite sure what's in the folder besides that. But we usually just tell everyone to call Kid Hero and hook up with Children's Hospital either online or by phone, and that sends them to us. So.
Okay.
I'm not clear. Are foster parents, are they paid?
Yes. Foster parents receive a stipend. They're not really paid. They receive a stipend from the state. And that stipend is to take care of the child. So it's not really paying them for your services, for their services. It's giving them a stipend to help keep clothes and food for that child.
I thought that was the difference between foster and adoption. When you adopt a child, that's on your responsibility.
Well, you with our program, through the Bureau of Milwaukee Child Welfare, you have to be a foster parent to any child that you want to adopt that comes in through foster care.
Okay.
So you have to foster that child for a while, and then when adoption, 15 months on down the line, when adoption is an option, that's when the whole procedure starts with adoption.
Okay.
But you do have to foster, be a foster parent and foster that child.
All right. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. Supervisor Bowen.
I don't want to belabor the point, but I think the state law just changed around how old the state now supports young people that are in foster care, up to 21.
There is a new law that was enacted, yes, and it's very specific to youth that have IEPs in place, that's individual educational planning, mm-hmm. Within the school setting. And if they do have an IEP in place, then the state can offer extension of care to 21.
Okay. Children basically with special needs, learning disabilities.
Yes.
That, okay.
Yes.
Well, that makes sense. That's a good change. All right. Thank you. Seeing nothing further, thank you very much
thank
for
you.
Being here. All right. Nice and concise like that. Okay.